Give me 10 seconds for my thing to record. Alright. Sutton?
Here.
Banks? Emmanuel? Hodson?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Alright, next item is the approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion for approval of the agenda?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion second. All those, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none passes. Move on to the approval of the minutes of August 13th. Do we have a motion? Is there a motion to approve the minutes of August 13th?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Move on now to public participation. Do we have any public participation this evening? I see no public other than staff. So we'll move now to communication. Do any of the board members have any communications? Hearing none, we move on to item 7, management update. July and August financials have been provided in our package. I'll let you guys.
Okay.
Prominent.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
So, Flora, why don't you do July?
We'll start with July.
And then we'll
bring you
that's
up
fine.
To a more current period. And I'll cover in July. In July, I'll start with the good things that I hope you know all by now. The Medicaid published the new rates for the quarter, and the rate went up compared to the second quarter of 2018 by $1.90. While we were, and I'll move even another quarter forward, while we were driving here today, state published new rates for the fourth quarter of 2018, effective today, October 1st, and they went up another 65 cents per patient day. So by now, we can say in our last six quarters, Medicaid reimbursement rate for this facility went up about $10 a day.
How much?
$10 per patient day.
Which is unbelievably good, positive movement that we were hoping to see, and we accomplished that. As far as the census in July, we were budgeted for 147 patients on average. Actual census ended up being almost 145, 154.87. It's 3 patients out less than June, and a little over 2 patients a day below budget. That's the reason for operating income to be 32,000 below budget revenue because of the census being slightly less. But at the same time, I have to give this facility credit for census to be pretty stable considering all the movement and sale that's happening. So to summarize, operating income was 32,905.93, below budgeted income, but still ahead on a year-to-date basis by 4,166.49, bringing year-to-date income to 6,306.17.74. On the expense side, we were pretty consistent with our prior periods. Unusual items under administration, we had a significant increase in administrative wages due to full-time BOM resigning and being paid off her top balances. She remained
what was that position? I couldn't hear.
Business office manager. That took place in July. We were successful in retaining her on a part-time basis to continue providing services to the facility, but that required the county to pay out the benefits to her that she accumulated so far at that time. That took place in July, and also at that point, we retained a full-time HR director, Bob, that comes at about 10,000, close to 10,000 a month. So that was another reason for wages to be higher than anticipated when we first
provided the budget. Which the county asked us to
right, we were
hire.
Asked to keep both people in that position due to a lot of additional questions that HR was going through due to the...
So Bob stayed on, but you have a full-time person?
He was
oh, they're both full-time?
They're both full-time, and we were asked to keep them at that time. Another unusual item under administration administration was a invoice from Palsinelli Law Firm, as I'm going due to the legal matters due to the upcoming sale. Other than that, other items that we noted that in food we were able to bring you to slightly down. Unusual item was dietary consulting fees from Cynthia Chow that previously were quoted to by AP Corp to nursing consultants. So that's a class that took place in July, and that's why you see some slight increase in that subcategory. Between ARD, Alzheimer's and related disorders, and nursing, same labor pattern as we saw throughout the earlier months of this year when budget was more in an Alzheimer's unit, but the actual expenses correlated to nursing labor. About 30,000 impact every month, that's the variance between budget, actual and budget. Nothing new, no new developments. Overall, net operating income was 30,000 ahead of our budget loss of 188,575. Net operating income was 158,568 loss. Once our non-operating income for real estate taxes was added in, net income for the month ended up being 51, net loss for the month was 51,909 versus budgeted loss of 82,720. So we're still almost 31,000 ahead of budgeted, more profitable than it was budgeted for. And in year to date, we are 216,637.56 ahead of budgeted losses. Year to date number was loss of 473,550 versus budgeted originally 691,88 in losses. Pretty straightforward month on everything else. No unusual things that took place. We were getting ready for provisional eligibility management that took place in the following month. And other than that, there were some staffing challenges due to some nurse resignations that we were able to cover by engaging existing staff and asking them to cover the shifts when necessary to make sure that we have sufficient staffing to provide care to the patients. Any questions about July? Do you want, any questions about July, then we'll roll into August.
And we can add probably the fact that the DON also was terminated. And so we have our own staff that are covering for her as well as the ADON too. So we have some significant issues with staffing, but we chose to do that because it was really getting to the point where it was causing an issue for the facility. So we did that with Deb, and I think Pius, you were also involved in that. Maybe you would have known about it.
What was your question?
Well, we have a new deal on starting next Monday. How long did we have it? I think a little over a year.
Was it, how long has she been here?
Yeah, how long had
Oh, I can answer that. Yeah, so she came on right when we came on. She was brought in by the previous administrator that we also terminated. So I believe that everything was done within accordance of the rules. And so we've had our people, we've had many people doing overtime as a result of that, some of the people that are doing the dual roles, I think. And so that's part of the reason, because I think this month too, you'll see the employee HR a little bit higher. Okay.
But the ADON is still here.
I believe she is, but she's functioning
as a DON.
As an interim
ADON
and covering where and when necessary, so that creates an extra.
I see.
But that's
okay.
The only way for us to convince her to stay in that position.
Yeah. So she's going to go back to ADON now that you've got a new DON starting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Certainly unusual times.
Yeah.
In light of
I think the facility was very lucky to have her willing to do what she did considering the situation, because otherwise it would be extremely difficult to bring someone into
basis.
Yeah.
We have given her a tremendous amount of support as a result of SAK has played a huge role again in providing the support. So a lot of extra time on our behalf as well. So, but again, we've been able to maintain and increase the rate over $10 a day. That doesn't happen usually in a facility in the way that we've started, and still over budget on the revenue side. So I guess that's a good thing. So, Gordon,
sure. August was a surprise performance, was pretty much in line with July. Census stayed stable, with about 143 average daily patients in August, with less than 2 patients decreased compared to July, and only 4 patients below 147 average to census. Medicare managed care was at 5.52 on average per day, which is almost the same as July numbers, and about 2.5 patients below budget 8. And now we are seeing this trend throughout the last 3 months of the year. We noticed a lot of movement if you look at the operating income between Medicaid and private pay, and that's due to the few Medicaid pendings being approved during the month of August, and we reclassed them from private where Medicaid pendings fall under into the Medicaid category, so we could go ahead and bill. And overall, total operating income was $36,637, over budget amount, and ended up to be $973,586.04, bringing the year-to-date operating income to $7,280,403.78, almost $41,000 ahead of budget, $7.239 million. On expenses, so the same thing continued in administration. We still got 2 FTEs in our HR and payroll, as I was we were asked to maintain by the county due to additional requests for due diligence. We had another invoice from Palsinelli for $19,400 for the current matters due to sale related. Other unusual items we had under nursing services. We had Medicare medical services that were billed by provided for $13,000. Invoices were dated the current period, but they were for services provided to the patients in previous months. Under food services, we were able to decrease food costs by $4,000 compared to July. That helped. And continued our trend to get it back in line with budget amount, and that trend continues through current month of September. Adult daycare was slightly higher than the month before, since we got the guest charges on a 2 credit card statements. One was the 1st of the month, one was the 31st of the month. The billing is every 30 days. It's about 1,100 usually, around that, in that range. Alzheimer's and related disorders, once again, just like in the prior months, came under budget due to the labor being expensed under nursing category. And that's a variance to budget we are seeing in prior months as well. Overall, net operating income was $20,852, better than budget original loss of $188,575, went down to a loss of $167,722. Once non-operating items were added, such as real estate taxes, the net income for the month, the net loss for the month was $62,157.90, which is $20,562 better than budgeted loss of $82,720, bringing year-to-date numbers to be $237,189 ahead of our budget loss of $772,908 to $535,708. Overall, we are not seeing huge decreases. We are seeing stable performance from financial aspect. Facility was pretty much able to cover their cash needs or needed a very short-term loan from the county due to the first payroll in August 28th. It was repaid. That was the next 2 business days of the following month. And from our perspective, the billing is done timely, collected, and used for the proper categories. Any questions?
Well, thank you for the support. Next item is chair's report. I have none. Following that is other business, semi-annual closed session minute review. There are no minutes to review. Then we move on to next meeting date and time, which is Monday, November 12th, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. Being no other business on the agenda, I shall call this meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Flora.
Thanks for coming.
Even with a pen.